The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way with a true prophetic message from the greatest book in the world, and that is your Holy Bible, which is the Word of Almighty God. And I want to call your attention to this profound truth, that this is not a typical gospel religious talk show. This broadcast presents a no-nonsense message daily to turn God's people to the whole truth of our Holy Bible and to obedience to the Word of God. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the backslidden and world-conforming church of our Lord, and that is to help turn them back to true repentance and to divine favor. And I pray the Lord today would give you ears to hear this true prophetic message straight from the scriptures of your Holy Bible sent in Holy Ghost anointing. Well, today the message I'll be teaching on is entitled Betrayed. Betrayed, that's a very strange topic for discussion, but I want to call your attention today to the fact the holy prophets of the Old Testament, Jesus Christ and his holy apostles, accurately predicted that our end-time generation and our old sick rebellious society would be dangerous because of our own family members and even Christian friends who would be treacherous and traitorous. This know also, the scripture says, in the last days perilous or dangerous times shall come. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. Jesus warned us prophetically, a man's foes or his enemies shall be they of his own household. Found in your Holy Bible, Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 36. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. God's prophets of old foresaw our present dangers and warned us thusly, trust you not in a friend, put you no confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father. The daughter riseth up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. That's found in Micah, the 7th chapter, verses 5 and 6. And this dire prophecy, Jesus fully confirmed as being relevant to our own dark and foreboding future. There's widespread treachery today. Kind of difficult for me to pronounce some words, and that's one of them, treachery. There's widespread treachery. As Jesus Christ, the great prophet of Nazareth, foretold of a calamitous age that would arise, vastly exceeding the barbaric vandalism and treachery of past medieval dark ages in fear and terrorism, in which, here's the words of Jesus Christ prophetically, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. From the Holy Scriptures in your New Testament, Mark the 13th chapter, verse 12. Well, this prophetic forecast is taken from Christ's great Olivet message, which is recorded in Matthew the 24th chapter, Mark the 13th chapter, and Luke the 21st chapter. Well, the same prophecy in Luke's account is even more revealing. Quote, And ye, that is Christians, shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you, and that's talking about Christ's disciples, they shall cause to be put to death. Luke 21 and verse 16, and that's talking about being betrayed, ladies and gentlemen. And as the Antichrist and the false prophet arise out of the swiftly arising spiritual darkness and terrorism that is upon true Christians, we're going to be betrayed by today's horde of phony Christians who are going to accept the false prophet and the Antichrist as Messiah while rejecting the true Word of God. Well, today, Christians who fail to turn their children to the fear of God are going to be betrayed in the Antichrist's hands for severe persecution and even death. And likewise, many of our friends, as Jesus and the apostles and prophets of the Holy Scriptures declare, that our friends and relatives that are pretenders, they'll pretend to be saved, they will betray us. And much of that is found in the book of Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 32 through 35. And we are being betrayed. Betrayed, here's the definition of betrayed. It means to lead astray, to seduce, to deliver to an enemy by treacherously, to prove false, to be a traitor to, unquote. Politicians have betrayed us, ladies and gentlemen, and it hurts. School teachers have betrayed our confidence we put in them, and they've ruined our children. Parents have betrayed the trust of their children. Now look what a mess our homes and nation are in. But worst of all are the perfidy of preachers. Yes, preachers are the worst of the traitors and the most treacherous in this nation of ours. They've betrayed God's people. They've seduced them and led them astray. And let me repeat this perfidy, if you please. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been betrayed by preachers that have betrayed the trust that God's people have placed in them, you know, unwittingly over the last 35 years. And the scriptures declare prophetically, for the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. That's found in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and verse 16. Also, the holy prophets declare, woe be to the shepherds of Israel. You eat the fat. You clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The disease you haven't strengthened. You haven't healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you sought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and cruelty, you've ruled over them. Ezekiel 34, verses 1 through 4. And again, one of God's great prophets cried out, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the people and sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 23 and 1. Well, on top of all this treachery and perfidiousness, politicians have betrayed us that we put our trust in, that is, the radical elements that are in among the politicians today, driven by evil spirits of Antichrist. They've polarized into a united political front against the majority of us, and the vilest men and women are exalted in this nation of ours. And God warned us prophetically generations ago in Psalm 12 and verse 8, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Husbands and wives, fathers and mothers have betrayed the trust that their children placed in them. And now the dragon's teeth we've sown has germinated and grown into a bitter harvest that we are all beginning to reap here in this end-time, judgment-bound generation. Well, these rebels of our generation, ladies and gentlemen, the anarchists, the terrorists, the dope addicts, the revolutionists, and all feel that we betrayed them. They feel strongly that our preachers and our politicians and parents have betrayed them and the trust they placed in them. And do you think they're right? Well, I certainly believe they are right. We have, and they have been betrayed. Well, the spirit, the catalyst for this spirit of Antichrist and for this old ecumenicism that's arising, the old worldly church, the world church of the ecumenical movement today, well, the catalyst for this is the spirit of Antichrist and the scriptures in our prophetic, the prophetic message of the Apostle Paul said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, that's religious demons, and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's from 1 Timothy the fourth chapter, verses 1 and 2. Well, have you observed the signs of the activity of these religious demons among professing Christians and many others? Well, we see false prophets, counterfeit Bibles, and phony Christians that these produce. The spirit of Antichrist and these operations of religious demons and the doctrines of devils that is being preached today from many pulpits and over radio and television religious broadcasting. Well, they've produced these false prophets and counterfeit Bibles and phony Christians, and we have the evidence laying around us everywhere. Foolish virgins have filled the churches of this end time Laodicean church age, and these phony Christians give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and not the truth out of God's Word, which is our Holy Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, here's another sign of the Antichrist at work that vaunts itself. Isaiah, the 3rd chapter, verse 12, from the words of the prophet. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Well, children, the scripture said are going to rise up and betray their parents in this spiritual darkness and this rising, gathering storm of terrorism and violence and moral corruption that is rising. Here's what Jesus said again for the text I began with. The brother shall betray the brother to death, the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Mark 13 and verse 12. Shall we pray? Father, in the midst of all of this rising gathering storm of this terrible violence and moral corruption, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll help the people of this nation. Give them ears to hear the truth. For Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth shall make you free from sin and the deadly consequences of our excessive sins and depravity. I pray that you'll lead to old-fashioned repentance, those that have heard this broadcast today and have been listening to it for the past months or years that we've been on the air. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle, the Word of Prophecy broadcast. These radio messages are very brief and incomplete. Well, on these prophetic messages and Bible doctrines, and we have these messages in print in our monthly magazines and newsletters. Well, we'd be glad to mail them to you on this message or any message that you desire. We have this message entitled Betrayed and other prophetic messages as well as Bible vital Bible doctrines we'll send to you upon your request. Well, we hope that you will write us this week or at least sometime this month. You'll send us a generous offering to help make my voice strong. If you enjoyed this broadcast and these straightforward messages daily that are true and vital, please share that gift to help us continue this great work for the Lord and for His true elect. We have these messages on video and audio cassettes, and we'll mail them to you for your offering of support if you will write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And in closing, I'd like to give you this word from the Lord, that, ladies and gentlemen, there's a better experience in grace than this old sinning grace and greasy grace that most preachers preach today. The grace of God can save you from your sins and give you an sanctifying experience through old-fashioned repentance that you can quit your sinning, because if you sin, your sins will destroy you. So I pray that God will touch your hearts and draw you close to it. And now until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with His power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.